Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota Public Broadcasting is honored to partner with Vision Maker Media and Native Pop, People of the Plains, a gathering of arts and culture, to present the 6th Annual Native Film Festival. That's this Saturday, July 20th, at the SDPB Black Hills Studio. Native Pop is a juried art show and cultural celebration. It's one of Rapid City's premier annual events. Joining us with more from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital Studio inside SDPB's Black Hills Studio are Peter Strong, he's Native Pop Festival organizer, and Shirley Snavey, Executive Director of Vision Maker Media. Peter, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot, Lori. It's great to be back.
Shirley, welcome back as well.
Hey, Lori, how you doing?
I am doing well. So another great year of part. So such an exciting time of the year when it's time for Native Pop and for the film festival. Peter, let's start with you. This is the sixth year. Give people an overview of what the event is if they haven't had a chance to experience it.
Well, this is actually the seventh year. The time keeps flying.
Oh, here, sorry. I'm stuck in the past.
No. Yeah. I can't keep up either. Well, there was a big demand for a Native arts and culture event in Rapid City for a long time. And in 2013, Sandy Swallow and some other Native artists came together to get this going in conjunction with Yuki Nagase's sculpture project at Main Street Square. And, you know, it's just continued to grow. We started with just an art market, and we've added Native performers, the film festival, a fashion show. We have culture bearers who come and present traditional arts to the public, and it's all free. We do a Friday night reception at the Doll. That's tomorrow night, where we give out $17,000 in awards to the participating artists as well. And really, every year, the artists continue to raise the bar in every area of what we do.
Talk about how fun, Peter, this is for the artists themselves, because, you know, they gather and get to see, you know, what everybody has been up to.
Yeah, it really is. Every Native art market is like a reunion of sorts. You know, there are artists who've known each other for years, and they see each other at shows. But to have this here in the shadows of the Hesapa of the Black Hills, that's a huge draw, especially to Plains artists, to come here and come together as a social event as much as a art market and a cultural celebration.
Mm-hmm. And Shirley Snavey with Vision Maker Media, this Native film showcase. The films are going to be at the Black Hills Studios there. Tell us a little bit of an overview about these documentaries.
These documentaries are some of the ones that we produced at Vision Maker Media for PBS stations, and that's what makes this partnership with SDPB so special, is that a lot of times you'll miss things that are on TV, and then so we'll be able to bring these to you. And a credit to Peter is that Native Pop is such a destination festival that for the last month I've been having a lot of filmmakers calling and saying, we really want to come. And we scheduled it pretty tight, so we're hoping to be able to get everybody in. But Warrior Women will be on at 11:30. The films actually start at 9 in the morning. But Warrior Women is on at 11:30, and Marcy Gilbert and her mother, Madonna Thunderhawk, who are featured in that film, they're coming. People's Protectors at 10:15 and Blood Memories at 12:45. And Sandy Whitehawk is one of the people featured in that, and she's a rosebudder, same tribe as me. And she's coming out for that along with the filmmaker Drew Nicholas. So we're really happy about that. And then ending the day at 5 p.m., Kibby Conte, who is a nutritionist here at Indian Health Service, will be coming to talk about the movie that she's in called Return, Native American Women Reclaim Foodways for Health and Spirit. So we're really happy to welcome these filmmakers to come. I think that's one of the wonderful things about presenting film in a public area like this, is that you get to actually see the vision behind the film and ask the filmmakers the questions. Why would you decide to do this? We've got some short films that I'm really proud to bring, and I think that people will just love these. Sweetheart Dancers by Ben Alex Dupree is about Sean and Adrian, who are two spirit couples who were denied access to enter into a contest because of their their sexual orientation. And they were really game changers on the powwow scene to be able to have a lot of powwows change their rules about who exactly could dance as a couple in a powwow.
Oh, wow. Interesting. All right. So what kind of films, when you watch the films and you work on producing films, are there things that need to be, are there themes? Are there things that people need to say now? Is there just a huge wide variety, for people who haven't seen the films? Help put that into perspective.
All of the films here have been curated to present the people of the plains, what goes along with the film. So you're not going to see any films from the Northwest Coast or from the Seminoles in Florida or the Onondaga in New York. These are all local stories. So we've got the Blackfeet Flood starting off the festival at 9 o'clock, and we've got Stacy Thunder, who lives over in Minnesota, talking about her personal journey with her daughter to Standing Rock, the Sweetheart Dancer film. Then we've got a lot of local shorts. Hecheto Alo, Hello, yeah, Wello, excuse me, I got that one wrong. Dwayne Wilcox's biopic will be shown. Dwayne has been a long-standing artist in the people of the plains, so we're happy to bring that too. Some shorts from South Dakota Public Broadcasting, we're happy to showcase those. And we found some really sweet films from our neighbors at Prairie Public Television in Minnesota that talk about some different kinds of artists that are doing work there. So just a broad gamut. And I think if there's a message in these films is that, Native Americans have been through a lot in the past 500 years, colonialism, certain amount of different social problems. And all of these films will talk about those things, but they talk about the resilience and that we can make a better life for our grandchildren through our actions today. So these are all celebratory films and a lot of films that feature artists. So we're happy to partner with SDPB and with Native Pop in bringing these films to Rapid City.
And Peter, speaking of artists, tell us some of the artists who are going to be featured in Native Pop, People of the Plains.
It's hard to pick just a few. There's 41.
Everyone,
41 artists will have booths there selling their work, and it's local folks like Martin Redbear and Wade Patton and Mike Two Bulls, but we have artists coming from further away. Joanne Growing Thunder.
Oh, great.
But our poster artist is back, not Joanne Growing Thunder. I'm having a brain hiccup here.
Yeah, these things happen to me every day. So
again, 41 artists.
Exactly.
But it's really a stretch. It's a variety of things. Everything from traditional arts, amazing quilt workers and bead workers lined up. Molina Parker, and Rhonda Holy Bear. They're to just contemporary painters like Mike Two Bulls, who I mentioned before, and something for everyone, really.
Right, and there's a juried show, but then also, original artwork is for sale. So this is also something that people from all over gather to just to do some shopping, Peter.
Yeah, exactly. The Friday night event is a ticketed event, $15 to go see this show and hear who won the awards, but come Saturday, everything's for sale, and meeting the artists and learning their stories and some of those messages that Shirley mentioned too about resilience, and you'll see those themes in the artwork. But really, people should come and collect and come and learn from the culture bearers and enjoy the concert from 6 to 8 too. We've got two rock bands playing in the evening, Scotty Clifford and Spirits Cry from Pine Ridge, and then Sons of Sanzark from Flandreau.
Oh, that's great.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, so the Art Show and Market is 9 to 6 p.m. Mountain Time. The film performances or film screenings are throughout the day at the Black Hill Studio, which is right down the block
about
there.
Half
from
a block,
half a block. So you can really flow in and out pretty effortlessly. 6 to 8 p.m. is the free concert. Peter, tell me what the atmosphere is like for you. I mean, when you plan these things, it's easy to get your head buried in an avalanche of details. But when you get to look up and sort of see how it's all come together again, what do you notice? What do you see?
Well, I think the big thing to keep in mind is that there's been a lack of these types of stages for Native artists of Native creativity over the years. And to have this in downtown Rapid City, where Native people and non-Native people have not had the best relationships or have had bad relationships for a long time, and then to have it be celebratory and open and welcoming to everyone, I think it just kind of blows me away every year. I do get bogged down in the details, but to see just all this love and appreciation being sent every which way, and all the beauty and the art, it's just an incredible time. And I think this year the weather's going to cooperate with us.
Oh, yeah, it'll be great.
It's usually pretty hot, too, but it's just a beautiful day to be out and learn more about different Native cultures and Native art forms.
Shirley, go ahead.
I'd like to add something to that, Peter, is that I know that Rapid City, unfortunately, I mean, even where I live in Lincoln, Nebraska, is known for its racial tensions. And I think that when you bring the arts forward to this, it's kind of a neutral territory.
Yeah.
It's a non-threatening way to get to know your neighbors.
Yep.
And to appreciate some of the cultural differences, but also see the similarities that we have as human beings.
Exactly.
So that's one of the reasons why I've always participated in the arts. When in my days at South Dakota Public Broadcasting in the early 80s and starting in my career, and then the things that I've been doing with the arts and with public broadcasting and at Vision Maker Media in Lincoln, Nebraska, is that I think that it's a universal language, so to speak, and that the arts can be a place of great change and great understanding.
What's next for you, Shirley? What's ahead for Vision Maker Media?
We are going to go to California in August to meet with a bunch of different producers and SoCal Public Broadcasting to bring together an anthology of short programs. I think that to pull together an hour-long documentary can be very daunting, especially for emerging filmmakers. But together with the Pacific Islanders and Communications Center for Asian American Media, Latinos in Public Broadcasting, and Black Public Media, Vision Maker Media is going to put together a magazine show that will showcase some of the cultural richness and diversity that we have in America today. So we're really looking forward to kicking off that series that will be out 2021.
Wonderful. And Shirley, for folks who can't make it to the film festival, are there places online or, ways to source or access or purchase some of these films?
All of that. And they can start with your website and through Passport. A lot of our films are available for free streaming right off of your website. VisionMakerMedia.org is our website, and we provide links to programs that are streaming for free and also some short programs that we make available on the website.
My weekend is set. I do indeed have the passport. I can't make it to Rapid City this weekend, but I am a passport holder. Peter, any final thoughts on how people can be part of the event and make the most of the weekend?
Just the same thing we said is to come on down to Main Street Square starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning and plan to spend a few hours. I mean, there's a lot to see and experience, and come over to STPB and watch some films, get in out of the sun if you need to, and really just come meet the artists and build those relationships.
Fabulous. Peter Strong is the event organizer for Native Pop People of the Plains. It's a gathering of arts and culture in Virginia. I'm sorry, not Virginia.
Mom's here, by the way.
Hi. How is she? Shirley Snavey, executive director of Vision. She's never far from my mind. That's why. That's the influence. Yes. All right. Hey, thanks for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Lori.
Thank you.